Tom, it sounds like there's one small hurdle left, but it looks like Major League Baseball actually might be playing baseball this summer.
Amazing. Gregor, amazing, considering all that we've gone through and the back and forth and the bad blood that's been shed between these two sides. And quite frankly, like, listen, I know they've rejected each other's claims and the proposals put forward. But for the sake of the game and people that are just sports fans and baseball fans in general, like, good. Get it done. Figure out some common ground and make this happen, because it has really, really exposed some ugliness and greed. And you and I have talked about, you know, the owner's side of things and showing your true colors, and then the players digging in their heels. But it's sad that it's gotten to this point and it had to go down this road. But, you know, on the bright side, maybe we're going to get baseball. Hopefully we're going to get baseball, and we can look past this ugly moment in the sports history.
Don't you think, though, with this ugliness we've seen, that this is just going to be a disaster leading to the end of this collective bargaining agreement that's in place?
Strutty, it very well could be. I mean, I'm sure, especially considering the resolution that they're going to come to doesn't necessarily come on the best of terms. And when it comes time to renegotiate a CBA after next season, I don't think that they're going to forget the summer of 2020 and how things went down and the negotiating tactics that were employed. This, unless they can really mend the gap and heal all the wounds that they've created in the last couple of months, by the time they get to real talk in terms of CBA next year, this could have a spillover effect. But for the short term, you know, some relief and maybe baseball, but the ramifications, you're absolutely right, Strudge. This could be a sign of things to come down the road, and I quite frankly really hope not, but baseball is starting to prove time and time again that the almighty dollar is reigning supreme here.
Tom Gazzola joins us. Tom, it seems the NBA is preparing for the worst, that they're expecting a major uptick in positive tests among players and staff as teams, everybody makes their way to Orlando. Some are starting as early as today. The Raptors are going to base their pre-camp out of Fort Myers, flew to Florida on Monday, and teams can move to the NBA campus as of July 11th with the first game scheduled for July 31st. So it's kind of interesting that, like, I'm curious why the Raptors would fly their camp out of Fort Myers right away. Right? What do you make of that?
I suppose they don't want to deal with guys coming back up into Canada because I know, you know, how they opened up their facilities a few weeks ago for small groups and all that, similar to what the NHL had done. And instead of getting their guys back up and dealing with the 14-day quarantine, I'm guessing they just said, you know what, we're going to hold it remotely. We're going to do it in Florida and make sure that we save some time, buy ourselves some time, not having to deal with the quarantine. I kind of understand that. And with the whole expectation of positive tests, guys, it just, to me, this is kind of like the NBA just firing out a warning and saying publicly, like, don't be surprised. We're seeing a big uptick, especially in the southern states. A lot of players live in the warmer climate states. And if you see guys rolling back in for the restart of NBA season, don't be surprised to see a lot of positive tests. Now, I suppose, you know, the silver lining in this is the guys that have been exposed to the virus and do get infected, they have a little bit of time. We're 2.5 weeks away from the restart here, that they can get over this thing and hopefully as comfortably as possible, although I don't assume that it's always necessarily the case that whoever gets COVID-19 breezes through it. But, you know, they have a little bit of runway here, and I think it's just a shot to the public to say, listen, you're going to see some positive tests. Maybe don't freak out. Like we're seeing a little bit to a certain extent with some people freaking out about hockey players testing positive in climates and areas of the U.S. where there's a massive spike in COVID-19 outbreaks.
looking at the world of sport with Tom Guazzola for Tiny Tom's Tidy Tidings. Tom, you know, I was reading some reports that say for the NBA and in their Disney, I guess, hub or whatever you want to call it, or Disney bubble, that the Disney staff will not be staying inside the bubble. They'll be coming and going. And, you know, I was trying to read it, and it seems like that's what the angle that the NBA is going to be taking. And maybe they're now looking at changing that. You know, would that be an area of concern as someone who's followed the team, seeing that everyone else in the bubble except the people that are going to be supporting these hub, I guess, situations?
100%, Struds, 100%. I mean, all of a sudden you're bringing in outside variables, and what makes it even more alarming or worrisome is the fact that in Florida we're seeing a really, really bad spike in COVID numbers. So all of a sudden, if the staff that are on this campus or bubble or quarantine area or self-isolation area that the NBA is having at Disney World, and you have these staff coming in and out, and they are dealing with the public outside of the bubble, especially in a high infection rate, that is Florida right now, there's every reason to be concerned, because these are the staff that are going to be, you know, to a certain extent dealing with players. I don't know if it's going to be like, you know, in food services or helping drive players around or take them to different spots on the campus, whatever. They're going to be coming in from outside, and they're going to be exposed to the high rate of infection that's going on in Florida. And then all of a sudden you've got these high performing athletes and they're dealing with them. I'm sure they're going to take every precaution necessary, but I mean, you could be as cautious as you can be, gloves, you know, masks, everything, wiping and disinfecting everything, but there's still risk. And especially in that area. And this is where MLS and NBA should be worried about picking their spot as early as they did, because now we're seeing the potential ramifications, and NBA players have a right to be concerned, absolutely, especially if the staff are going to be popping in and out of the bubble.
Tommy, it looks like 7 is the winner tonight. 4, 1260 Movie Watch. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen 7, but everyone loves it that I've talked to. Yeah, honestly.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking forward to it.
Dude. Yeah. You better watch it tonight. Be prepared. You might want to have a Thunder Buddy with you, though, because I know you get a little nervous. You get a little nervous in some movies. So just, you know, maybe have your brother Paul on speed dial or something. Maybe you guys can watch a show together from your own homes.
Well, speaking of Thunder Buddy, I'm watching this storm rolling in. So good idea, Greg. But everyone I talk to just speaks glowingly of 7. And I don't know why I haven't seen it. So tonight's the night.
Oh, buddy, it is going to be fantastic. So that'll start tonight, 8 o'clock on Netflix. Join us. I haven't seen this movie in I can't wait. Like, I love this the original time.
Oh.
And I've kind of forgotten parts of it, so, you know, just enough to be like, oh, I remember that, but definitely don't remember everything. So it'll be quite entertaining. Now, lastly, Tommy, at Orders Nation and the Nation Network this week, we're rolling out the all-time greatest drafted rosters of many teams. The Oilers one. Have you had a chance to look at them that have come out? There's been Edmonton, Toronto, Montreal so far. Calgary comes out tomorrow. Vancouver is out on Thursday. I think Winnipeg and Ottawa are coming out on Friday. Have you had a chance to look at them yet?
I haven't seen them. The last thing I saw from the Nation was the new Ethan Bear t-shirt, which looks pretty badass, by the way.
Okay. Well, go check those out today, and we will discuss it tomorrow if you see any ones that you agree or disagree with on the roster.
Right.
I'll say this, Tommy. Dig deep to find 3 right-shot defensemen drafted by the Oilers.
Oh, jeez. I can't even
played
think.
Lots.
Jeff Petrie. Yeah. That's the one that comes to mind right away.
Yeah, he's number one. He is number one. And, you know, good on Petrie, but he's not a top-pairing defenseman. He shouldn't be in the history of your organization when it comes to drafted players. So,
no.
It's been a little bit of a struggle for a right-shot defenseman for 41 years for the Oilers.
Yeah, that's something that has plagued this organization. I'm going to do my homework, boys, and I'll come back with a good report tomorrow.